Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's talk about COVID-19, Alan. New infections rising almost 50% across the U.S. The U.S. averaged 19,455 new COVID cases per day over the last 7 days, a 47.5% increase from the previous week. That's from Johns Hopkins University. And 43 states saw an increase in cases last week from the week before, a sign that the pandemic endures in the U.S. Hospitalizations rising again. Deaths, a lagging indicator, also appear ready to start climbing. More than 99% of deaths are now among people who have not been vaccinated, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports. This is not over, and we could all be wearing masks again.
I predict we all will be wearing masks again, David. Can you imagine 99%? You know, it's black and white. There is no two ways about it. It is up and down. It is in and out. You got to just figure that some people are being very, very, well, what's the right word? Stupid. Because we know that the way to prevent this thing is to get the shot. And there are many people, and often it is political. You know, I'm a Trumper, and forget about the facts. Forget about the fact that Trump got the disease. Forget about the fact that he had the best medical care you could find in the world. Forget about the fact that he has been giving people really bad advice and is responsible, I believe, for hundreds of thousands of deaths in the United States. It is beyond my comprehension that somebody faced with the prospect of a life doesn't take the shot. I got the shot, you got the shot, David. But there are people out there who just, for some strange reason, will not get off the dime and get that shot and save their own lives. It's more than I can understand. And when you look at the map, those southern states, those red states, those are the ones where this thing has really taken hold. And we will, of course, see another spike in this, and we will all have to say, okay, we're going to do everything we can. Now, if we want herd immunity, which means that everybody gets the shot, and therefore the chances of getting the disease are less, it would be the right thing to do. But we're not going to get there, and we know it now, because of these people who just won't do what's right.
Should the shot be mandated?
Absolutely. As far as I'm concerned, this is a way in which this world is going to continue, or not. And especially in the United States, where we have the resources, where everybody can get a shot, it should be mandated. Everybody should be told, take the shot or else don't get into the subway or else don't get into the hospital or else don't get in here. You must take the shot. And I'm a great believer in that. Look, you don't want to do it unless it's absolutely necessary. The big issue has been, we don't want government or anybody else telling us what to do. Well, there are times that government will protect you. They'll go to war for you. They'll mobilize an army. This is one of those times.
Well, the President of the United States, in a long-awaited speech to decry voting restrictions, President Joe Biden preparing to lay out the moral case for voting rights as he faces growing pressure from civil rights activists and other Democrats. They want the president to do more to combat efforts by Republican-led state legislators to restrict access to the ballot. Biden says the AP has declared that protecting voting rights is the central cause of his presidency. Biden's much-anticipated speech on voting rights is set for this afternoon at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. Has to be more than words, though, right?
It has to be more than words. It has to be persuasive action. For example, you know, we don't know where all those Democrats would be. If you have all the Democrats, you can do an awful lot of stuff. But some people among Democrats, like Joe Manchin and others, want to preserve their sinecures. I can understand it, but I don't like it. And I have to say, I'm sure that Biden will have to be very persuasive with all the Democrats in order to bring this thing off. Do I know what Manchin's position is or will be? No, nobody knows that. Nevertheless, if Biden can't convince his own people that preserving democracy is the most important thing we can do, you better believe that we're in real trouble. And I do think we're in real trouble. David, you see the Democrats getting on the plane from Texas and saying, we're leaving the state. We're not going to allow this thing to go forward, in which they steal an election, not only in Texas, but in several other states. This is what we've come down to, and this is the way dictatorship happens. This is the way when democracy fails and people are not aware of what they have to do in order to keep it, that we have the kind of chaos that we clearly are having as a certain group of people fight like hell and fight dirty in order to preserve what they consider to be their God-given rights.
Well, let's stick with the president for a minute. The president is pressing local officials now to use the relief money to tamp down on crime. I'm sure a recognition that the issue is roiling folks who are looking to be protected and safe. And oftentimes the Republicans are seen as the party of law and order.
Well, let me just say that the election of Eric Adams as mayor, presumptively because he has to run in a general election, but I'm assuming he's going to win, signals that law and order is at the top. Hey, who wants to live in a city where if you go out, you could be murdered by a stray bullet or by a thug or by anybody else? So when it all comes down to questions of whether we should defund the police and everything else, but in the end, nobody wants to be subjected to rampant crime. Joe Biden knows it, and he's smart to know it, and he's doing what he has to do.
What do you make of President Biden and the child cash benefit, $300, that the experts say will benefit millions of families and ultimately cut child poverty in half?
David, this is my Congressman Richie Neal's work. He has done this. He apparently has convinced the president that he needed to do it. And it is going to be a great moment for America to bring these children out of poverty. Look, there'll be people who don't like it. There'll be people who have all the money in the world who don't want to see anybody else survive. Nevertheless, great kudos to Richie Neal, who is a phenomenal thinker, and to the president for backing him up on this.
Political Observer, Alan Chartok with us.